there's a few reasons for that. One is often the educators aren't as savvy as the students are when it comes to educational games and activities. Secondly, it's budget. You know, it's sometimes these tools are at a premium. And, you know, if it's a belt tightening sort of period of time, like what I think what's going on now, especially where the future of in-class education has a big question mark right now with what's going on, hopefully temporary. And then third, I think a lot of boards who have adopted software and, you know, other like games, if you will, they don't want to bet on the wrong horse. They don't want to invest in a platform, redo a curriculum only for it to be replaced by something else or not have the support or sustainability to keep it going long term.